Today, we'd like to see the title of Abraham and Abimelech in Genesis chapters 20 and 21. To the souls in this online world through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 20, verse 2, now Abraham said to Sarah, his wife, she's my sister, and Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. What does it mean in the context, and how can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 20, verse 11, and Abraham said, because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will kill me on account of my wife. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Last question in chapter 21, verse 12. But God said to Abraham, do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the Lord or because of your bondwoman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac your seed shall be called. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? In the last time in Genesis chapter 19, verses 35-38, then they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose lay with him, and he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. Thus both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. And first of all, bore a son called his name Moab. He is the father of Moabites to this day. And the younger she also bore a son called his name Ben-Ami. He is the father of the people Ammon to this day. Lot and his two daughters dwelled in a cave on the mountains out of Zoar. Two daughters were conceived by her drunk father Lot. Bearing Moab and Ben-Ami, who was the father among people. Because Lot was the relative of Abraham, once Jews were forbidden to harass Moab, but later Moab and Ammon people were once of gracious enemies to Jews. Also Ruth, as a Moab woman, was the great-grandmother of David. Here, God's silence to the daughter's incest with their father Lot was neither his approval nor disinterest, but the incest strictly forbidden by God in other divine words of Scripture. Today, the capital of Jordan is Ammon. The descendants of Ammon, Moab and Ishmael are called as Arab people. Yeah, now chapter 20, verse 1. And Abraham journeyed from there to the south and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, stayed in Gerar. Number 2. Now Abraham said to Sarah, his wife, she's my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. Sarah was like the sister of Terah, the father of Abraham. While Nahor, the brother Abraham, had his wife Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the brother of Abraham. Abraham's statement was half a truth because of non-disclosed his wife. It was also a half-lie when the land had been adored. Abraham had went down in Egypt and he had committed the same sin of the half-truth to Pharaoh. All sin is against God, and David confessed his adultery of Bathsheba because of its failure from God's standard, according to the scripture. For example, the ninth commandment, adultery, ninth commandment about adultery, against adultery. When you commit a sin, it's best to confess your sin before the Lord as soon as possible, because the faithful God will forgive your sin and all the other unrighteousness. All close reference right there. Verse 3, but God came Abimelech in a dream by night. And said to you, indeed, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Lord, will you say a righteous nation also? Did he not say to me, she's my sister? And she, even she herself, said, he's my brother. In the integrity of my heart, the innocence of my hands, I have done this. 6. And God said to him in a dream, yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart, for also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. So 6, God told Abimelech in a dream about the potential adultery sin. Abraham's failed, but God always protected his plan of the Messiah through Abraham and Sarah, as the previous God promised. We may fail, but God always protected his plan, such as Haman's plot to kill all Jews who was blocked by Mordecai and Esther. Up to 11. 7. Now therefore restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he is a prophet, meaning Abraham. He will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her, know that you shall surely die, you and also who are yours. 8. So Abimelech rose early in the morning, called all his servants, and told all these things in their hearing. And the men were very much afraid. And Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, what have you done to us? How we have offended you, that you have brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? You have done this to me that ought not to be done. Then Abimelech said to Abraham, what did you have in view that you have done these things? 11. And Abraham said, because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will kill me on account of my wife. Abraham explained why he did not disclose his wife's identity, because Abimelech surely would kill Abraham. Abraham quickly assumed Abimelech definitely as a killer of Abraham. In this case, Abraham should have taken a slow speaker to Abimelech during prayer to God, who neither slumbers nor sleeps. If so, God would have given a wise answer or silence to him. After Abraham received the covenant about Abraham's Sarah's seed from God, he failed through the work of flesh, taking Hagar as his wife and begetting Ishmael, a half lie to Pharaoh, and here a half lie to Abimelech. God did not show him in a punishing way, but God revealed his fleshly things, which are displeasing God, and in a way to reveal the next area where God will work in his life. Abraham later attempted to offer Isaac to God according to God's word. We can learn whatever you discover your sin and repent it as soon as possible, and look for a way to reveal the next area where God will work in your life by the Spirit. God's silence for your sin is neither disinterest nor approval of the sin, but God is waiting for your compassion and next step forward. That's all cross reference right there. Then it will see number 12. But indeed, she's truly my sister. She's the daughter of my father, but not daughter of my mother. So, and she became my wife. And it came to pass when God caused me to wander from my father's house that I said to her, this is your kindness that you should do for me. In every place, wherever we go, say of me, he's my brother. Then Abimelech took a sheep, oxen, and male and female servants, and gave them to Abraham. And he restored Sarah, his wife, to him. And Abimelech said, see, my land is before you, dwell where it pleases you. Then to Sarah he said, behold, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Indeed, the vindicated you before all who are with you, before everybody. Then she was rebuked. So Abraham prayed to God. God healed Abimelech. So according to as a function of prophet right here. So 18, and the Lord had closed up all the worms of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. So Abimelech now is fully healed by Abraham's prayer. Chapter 21, number 1. And the Lord visited Sarah, and he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age. So 89 years old, you know, born Isaac at the set time over which God had spoken to him. Number 3. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born of him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Isaac means laughter, smile. Number 4. Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham 100 years old and Sarah 90 years old had Isaac, who in his 8 days was circumcised according to covenant between God and Abraham. That is a cross reference right there. 5. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. 6. Number 6. And Sarah said, God has made me laugh. That's why. Laughter. And all here is laughter of joy. And all here will laugh with him. But Isaac made all people laughter. Previously, Abraham did laughter of joy, while Sarah did laughter of doubt, because of Sarah was scolded by the Lord through Abraham. Even if it's too old to bear a child, nothing is impossible to God, to Sarah here, and to Elizabeth too, because he's Almighty God. So whatever so difficult or harsh, ask the Lord with all your heart, and he will direct you. Then age 7, she also said, who would have said to Abraham, and Sarah would nurse children, for I have borne him a son in his old age. So the child grew and was weaned, stopped the human milk. And Abraham made a great feast on the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, scoffing. Therefore she said to Abraham, cast out the bondwoman Hagar and her son Ishmael. For the son of a bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, namely with Isaac. 11. And the matter was very displeasing in Abraham's sight because of his son Ishmael, also Abraham's son. Number 12. But God said to Abraham, do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the lot or because of your bondwoman. Whatever Sarah had said to you, listen to her voice. For in Isaac your seed shall be called. Question 3. Previously God told Abraham, Ishmael shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir, through whom a lot of distant likers, innumerable stars in heaven. Abraham's belief is accounted by God to Abraham for righteousness. So God told him not to be displeased to send Ishmael with Hagar away from Abraham. Paul symbolically explained to cast out the bondwoman and her son, because the son of a bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of a free woman, and exhorted you to cast out your life after flesh, but to put on your life after the spirit, because those who live after the flesh will not inherit with those who live after the spirit. Cross reference right there. Number 13. Yet I will also make a nation the son of a bondwoman, because he is your seed. Our God is merciful, graceful, as previously God promised Ishmael to beget 12 princes and become a great nation. God affirmed to make a nation of Ishmael, not to be abandoned, but taken care over by God. Now 14. So Abraham rose early in the morning and took a bride's skin water, putting it on her shoulder. He gave it the boy to Hagar and sent her away. Then she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water in the skin was used up, and she placed the boy under one of her shoulders. Then she went and sat down across from him at a distance of about a bow shot. And she said to herself, let me not see the death of the boy. So she sat opposite him and lifted her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, the Hagar. Then the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, what allies you, Hagar, fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him, and with your hand, and I will make him a great nation. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went, filled the skin with water, and gave the lad a drink. So God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness, became an archer. 21. He dwelt in the wilderness of Paran. His mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt. The Ishmael, as nomads, lived in the wilderness of Paran, Sinai, the south of Israel. Isha, the elder brother of Jacob, married the daughter of Ishmael, whose descendants were hostile to Israel too. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, spoke to Abraham, saying, God is with you in all that you do. Now therefore swear to me by God that you will not deal falsely with me, with my offer suffering, or with my posterity, but that according to the kindness that I have done to you, you will do to me and to the land in which you have dwelt. And Abraham said, I will swear. Then Abraham rebuked Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servants had seized. And Abimelech said, I do not know who has done this thing. You did not tell me, nor had I heard of it until today. So Abram took a sheep and oxen, gave them to Abimelech, and the two of them made a covenant. And Abram set 7 old lambs of the flock by themselves. Then Abimelech asked Abram, what is the meaning of these 7 ewe or young lambs which you have set by themselves? And he said, you will take these 7 ewe lambs from my hands, that they may be my witnesses that I have dug this well. 31. Therefore he called that place Beersheba, because of 2 of them swore on earth there. 31. Beersheba means the well of earth. Beersheba was far the south of Israel, described the boundaries of Israel as from Dan to Beersheba. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. So Abimelech rose with the Pichol, commander of his army, and they returned to the land of Philistines. So Abimelech is a Philistine person. Then Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and they called on the name of the Lord, Everlasting God. And Abraham stayed in the land of Philistines many days. So we covered all the questions. Let's see, continue to keep on prayer for all missionaries, pray for Cast, and keep on praying for them. Happy New Year. God bless you, everybody.